So, Kevin, thanks for speaking with us today. And I don't think that most people here locally are aware that we do have a sister city.
Yes, we actually have – Dayton has five sister cities around the globe, the oldest of which is Augsburg, Germany. That was established in 1964. Oiso, Japan is our second oldest in 1968. And then we have three others, Holon, Israel, Sarajevo in Bosnia and Herzegovina, and then Monrovia in Liberia. So five cities.
The committee you're on, do you deal with all five?
I'm on the committee, and so yes, I deal with all five of the cities, but my focus is on the sister city relationship with Oiso, Japan. It's in Kanagawa Prefecture, which is about an hour and a half west of Tokyo.
Great. So we'll talk about that city. I want to know what defines a sister city and how are they chosen?
A lot of it, I will say that the majority of our sister city relationships began with the relationship that was established with NCR when NCR was in Dayton. They had connections both in Augsburg and in Oiso. And so NCR really helped facilitate that sister city relationship. A lot of what it entailed was either adult or student exchanges where adults would go over, learn a little bit about those cultures. It's really about fostering relationships, about fostering understanding, and just kind of broadening people's experiences of this world as opposed to being landlocked into a particular city.
Have you been to Oiso?
I've been to Oiso three times now. The first time was back in 2014. Nobody from Dayton had been to Oiso for about 14 years. And so we tried to resuscitate that relationship. The relationship with Oiso began in 1968, and it was pretty consistent all the way up until the early 2000s when things just kind of petered out. So there was a big concerted effort in about 2012, 2013. We had a delegation come from Oiso to reestablish the relationship, and they sent two Oiso high school students to do a homestay experience in 2013. 2014, an adult delegation included myself and the former chair of the Oiso committee, Brink Harrison, to Oiso just to reconnect and reestablish it.
Can you give us a personal feel for the city, you know, some of the highlights, some of the challenges they may be facing?
Oiso is a beachside town. It is a beach resort. It is a very heavily traveled to destination. It is very small, especially compared to Dayton. They're in the tens of thousands in a population, which is very small. So financially, they don't have a lot of industry. They're a tourist town, but there's not a lot of manufacturing or other things like that. So they're struggling in trying to attract businesses to the area as well. But it's a beautiful location. We got to go into the mayor's office, and right out his window is the Pacific Ocean. So it's a beautiful, beautiful town to visit.
Kind of sounds like a very picturesque place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Japan, I've been infatuated with Japan for about 20-some years. I lived there for 2 years north of Tokyo. I've never been to this part of Japan. I wouldn't say even just the architecture, but just the people in general, the culture is so welcoming and gracious. They go out of their way to make sure that you feel welcomed, that you are being treated carefully and with kindness. It's just such a wonderful people to actually be surrounded by and to be, I guess, gracious hosts to. Yeah.
Well, were you working in education during your 2 years there?
Yeah, I was a teacher of English of a foreign language in junior high schools. And so I had my teaching license. I graduated from Wittenberg and had my teaching license and went right to Japan to teach English as a foreign language. So I got my legs under me with teaching students in Japan how to speak English.
So we actually have a delegation coming here, or a group coming here next year.
Next year, yes. So this year we went to Oiso. It was the 50th anniversary. So 1968 was the year the official agreement was signed, but nobody really went and did anything until 1969. And so we're using this whole year to celebrate the 50th anniversary. Mayor Whaley and City Manager Dick Steen traveled to Oiso this past summer and spent about 9 days, 7 or 8 days there in Oiso, just immersing themselves in the culture. And we want to, you know, extend the same opportunity to the Oiso mayor and some of the other city officials in Oiso as well. So we're planning a big celebration when they come in August of next year.
Did you get to talk to them about their impressions of the city?
Yeah, they have nothing but good things to say. I mean, every time I brought up the subject of them. They just couldn't imagine a more wonderful experience, a more well-rounded experience. Just every time they did something, they were bending over backwards to make sure that we felt welcomed and that they were accommodating for us.
The group that's coming here next summer, mm-hmm. high school students?
We're hoping the last couple years we've had 2 to 3 Japanese students from Oiso come and stay with host families, students from the Dayton area. And then this will be, since 2012, we haven't had any adults from Oiso come to visit. So we're hoping that they'll have a sizable delegation coming in, you know, maybe 4 or 5 adults, particularly the mayor. We're very interested in having the mayor of Oiso come and visit.
Oh, terrific. So you've got almost a year to hammer out the logistics of this?
Yes. So we're looking right now. We have a subcommittee of the Oiso Committee planning out the 50th anniversary event. Right now, we're looking at a celebratory thing to invite the entire city of Dayton to not only recognize the 50th anniversary of the Oiso relationship, as you mentioned earlier, to bring awareness of all the sister cities that Dayton has and to bring awareness of that. So we're looking to tap into the new Levitt Pavilion. We're trying to get on their schedule. We're still negotiating that. They don't really have a schedule yet for next year, and so we're waiting to see when we can negotiate that opportunity. But we're looking forward to taking them to a Dragons game, to Carillon Historical Park, the Air Force Museum, give them the whole Dayton experience as much as we can.
And Kevin, with the bigger 50th anniversary events coming up next year and the visit from Oiso Japan, mm-hmm. tell me how people can find out a little bit more about our sister cities and Oiso in particular.
Okay, well, we have 2 places that you can go. Obviously, the first place is our website. We have DaytonSisterCityCommittee.org. We also have a pretty active Facebook page where we update with pictures of events and things that we're doing. We have pictures from past student exchanges, from adult delegations. So you can find out a lot about upcoming events and things on Facebook. Looking at the history of the committee and just a little bit more about the different places, you can go to our website.
Kevin Leidy, U.S. History and Government teacher at Yellow Springs High School, and also on the Dayton Sister City Committee, working on these projects with our sister city in Oiso, Japan. Kevin, thanks so much for your time and information.
No problem. Thank you.